Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled "Wife of a Police Station Chief, Being Righteous at Home," by Yu Hui, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
Minghui Fahui, Wife of a Police Station Chief, Being Righteous at Home, by Yu Hui, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. I learned Falun Dafa in August 1996. At that time, my husband was the local police chief. Before I started practicing Falun Dafa, my husband would get drunk and get into trouble every day. He often beat me, and I was emaciated because of it. One time, I got so angry with him that my face froze, and I couldn't close my mouth and eyes or utter a word. He got scared and promised that he would stop drinking and beating me. However, after I calmed down, I still couldn't close my mouth. At the hospital, the doctor couldn't tell what was wrong with me. My husband's older sister then came to visit and brought a copy of John Falun for me to read. Initially, I refused to read it because I was very poisoned by the Chinese regime's propaganda that slandered Falun Dafa. Still, she patiently told me many examples of how people recovered from their illnesses after they began practicing and said, "After you learn it, you will stop being angry, and naturally your health will improve." I began to read the book. After reading it for the first time, I knew that it was what I had always looked for. Shortly after, my illnesses disappeared. My husband still drank, but much less than before, and he was nicer to me. After the persecution of Falun Dafa began, my husband participated in it. I warned him that he shouldn't help the Chinese Communist Party persecute practitioners by saying, "We are all good people. If you persecute good people, you will create a lot of karma that you won't be able to pay back. You must protect practitioners." I then clarified the truth to him. His superior once told him to tell practitioners in our area to go to the police station for a meeting and promise that they could leave after the meeting was over. At that time, most of the practitioners weren't aware of what was going on and went to the police station as my husband had instructed. After the meeting, his superior wanted to detain them. My husband got furious and argued with his superior. He was upset because the practitioners were our neighbors and acquaintances, and they trusted him. He would be known as a liar if the practitioners were detained. He said, "We guaranteed that they could go home after the meeting, so we must keep our word. I don't care what you say. I will not do it. Their families will come after me. You must release them now." Seeing how upset my husband was, his superior said nothing and released them. Another time, my husband was transferred to be the head of a detention center where two elderly practitioners were held. When he got home that day, he told me about them. I reminded him to be a good person and to treat them kindly. I said, "Please take good care of them." He promised me he would. He later told me that he often offered them water and more nutritious food, such as noodles and eggs. He also said, "I deliver everything their families send them." At one time, a guard found out that he was helping practitioners in the detention center. He became scared and told me about it. I assured him that teacher would protect us and nothing would happen. Indeed, nothing happened to my husband. Practitioners were constantly imprisoned, forced to do slave labor, and tortured in the detention center. My husband worried that the same thing would happen to me, so he didn't want me to continue practicing Falun Dafa. When I refused to give it up, he resumed his old habits. He began to physically and verbally abuse me again for trivial things. Every day, he cursed me for no reason. He would yell at me if I took a little longer at the market or picking up our child. Once, he scolded me for letting the car battery run dry and smashed the car. He didn't want me to talk to other practitioners. Sometimes he wouldn't let me go home. If I did the Falun Dafa exercises, he would try to stop me. Several times, he almost tore up Daffa books, but I stopped him. During that time, I often wondered why I couldn't be like what teachers said in Jun Falun. Quote, "The other day, I said that the Buddha light illuminates everywhere and rectifies all abnormalities," end quote. Although I was thinking about that, I didn't look within. I used the excuse that the old forces were using my family to interfere with me and prevent me from helping teacher rectify the Fa and saving sentient beings. I kept finding excuse after excuse for myself. As a result, no matter how much I sent righteous thoughts, it didn't have any effect. The truth was, I didn't treat my husband as a being to be saved. I saw, in other dimensions, that rotten demons were manipulating him to do evil deeds. I then began to look within and play my role in the family well. I realized that there were many things I didn't do well. I didn't really take good care of my family, and my Xinqing was worse than an everyday person. I acted high and mighty and thought that I was better than my husband. I didn't like him and looked down on him. I didn't try to understand his feelings and hardly talked to him. Gradually, I created a large gap in our family, and it bothered him. Teacher said in Jun Falun, quote, "Since you are someone with genuine gong, I would say that a true practitioner should follow a higher standard," end quote. I began to seriously study the Fa. I evaluated myself with the Fa and realized my attachments. I rectified myself according to the Fa and did the three things better. I patiently clarified the truth of the persecution to my family. I also had my husband listen to Falun Dafa songs and read informational materials to him. He gradually began to change his behavior. He also quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. From then on, my family environment improved. My husband no longer tries to stop me from practicing Falun Dafa. When practitioners come to my house, he smiles and talks to them. Initially, many practitioners didn't visit me because of my husband's job. Now they often stop by and share their experiences with me. When I go to pick up my child at school, I tell the students and teachers the facts about Falun Dafa and the staged Tiananmen Square self-immolation incident. I also tell them to sincerely recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." Many students have quit the CCP. This is my first time writing an experience-sharing article. The minute I picked up the pen, tears ran down my cheeks. I sincerely thank teacher and fellow practitioners. Teacher has given me the wisdom and opened up my mind, and practitioners have encouraged me so that I could finish this article.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.